Proverbs 3:5 says, "To trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding." God has given us two choices, to trust in Him or on ourselves. When we trust in ourselves instead of Him, that is sin. Could you all turn to Proverbs 16:25? There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Choosing to trust God or to trust in your understanding isn't like choosing which shirt to wear. It's serious. It's a matter of life and death. A lot of times we think we know what the right thing is, but if it is not according to God's will, it's sin. Could you all turn to Genesis 2:17? But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eat of it thereof, thou shalt surely die. This is the very first example where man had a choice. There was a tree, and God said if they ate its fruit, they would die. Could you flip a page or two to Genesis 3:6? And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The fruit looked pretty, and it looked tasty, so Eve decided to eat it, and she gave some to Adam, who also ate it. By making this choice, neither of them were trusting in God. They were trusting in themselves. Could you turn to Genesis 3:24? So he drove out man, and he placed at the east garden of the Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Because of this sin, God drove out man from the garden. They didn't die right away because of God's grace, but eventually they did die because of their sin, and their sin had separated them from God and separates us from Him too. Could you all turn to John 3:16? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Because of sin, God sent His own Son to die for us. God has given us the choice to trust in Him and be saved, or to trust in ourselves, which will result in death. If you have not trusted in Him yet, this is a decision you can make right now, even where you're sitting. All you have to do is ask Him to forgive you. Every one of us had made wrong choices in our lives. Here is a chance to make the choice to trust in the Lord and receive everlasting life.